Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
2 years ago, I ended this broadcast with the phrase, "The legislature has adjourned. Sleep well, Montana. You're safe for another 2 years." Well, 2 years have passed and they're back. At least they will be at noon on Monday. That's when the legislature will gavel itself to order for the start of the 63rd legislative session. As with the start of any session, there's a mixture of excitement, anticipation, skepticism, and worry. Politics is an interesting animal. You never know how things will turn out, and the laws that are passed affect real people in profound ways. As of yesterday, nearly 1,800 bill draft requests had been received, and of those, roughly 1,200 will actually be drafted, introduced, and voted on. Some bills are simple, one or two word changes to existing laws. Most are more complex, and a few are massive shifts in policy requiring bills that are hundreds of pages long. And all of these will be considered and voted on by people just like you and me, ordinary citizens from various backgrounds who leave their families for about 4 months to sort through issues and try to do what's best for the folks back home. Contrary to what some believe, none of these legislators comes to Helena with the intent of destroying the entire civilized world. They all want to do their best for their constituents, but they come at it from different worldviews. Some believe the best answers lie in the individual. Some believe in corporations and the free market, and some believe in a strong central government. The point is, they've all been elected by their constituents to come together in the halls of the Capitol to try and reach a consensus on what's best for the state. It isn't pretty to watch, and it certainly isn't always fun for those involved, but as I've said before, policy in many countries is made by bullets in the streets. In the United States, our laws are made in legislative chambers where our only weapons are words, and I, for one, wouldn't have it any other way. The abolitionist Wendell Phillips once said, "Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty," and on Monday, the format of this broadcast will change to help you be more vigilant. Rather than broadcasting once a week, we will shift to a daily broadcast for the duration of the session. The purpose is threefold. First, to keep you up to date on the bills as they move through the process, especially those bills normally ignored by the mainstream media that affect the moral and ethical fabric of our society. The second goal is to give you a behind-the-scenes look at how the process actually works. And third will be an occasional call to action, either through prayer or direct involvement like a phone call or email. Remember, vigilance begins with making our voices heard. Far too many people have become jaded and believe that they can't make a difference, but we have example after example of people who got elected by less than 10 votes or a bill that passed by a single vote, all because someone got involved. A good place to start is by going to montanafamily.org and registering for our legislative alerts. It's the fastest way to keep informed. We're also on Facebook and Twitter, all in an effort to pass good laws for families. We hope you'll join us every day as we strive to keep Montana a great place to raise our children and grandchildren. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.